WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. It's your girl Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Radiant Confidence, your daily dose of self-love and empowerment. Today, we're diving into something super important. Creating healthy distances from technology. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone? Like you can't even take a 5-minute break without checking those notifications? You know that feeling when your life is basically a highlight reel for everyone else, but behind the scenes, you're just running on empty? We live in a world where technology is intertwined with every aspect of our lives. It's convenient, it's powerful, and honestly, sometimes it feels like we can't live without it. But there's a fine line between embracing technology and letting it control us. And trust me, I've been there. I used to be that person who couldn't put down her phone for 5 seconds. But after a while, it started to feel more like a burden than a blessing. So, I made some changes, and let me tell you, my life is so much better now. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you create those healthy distances from technology. First up, awareness. You gotta know your tech triggers. What apps or websites suck you in for hours? Is it social media? Online shopping? Maybe it's even just the constant stream of emails and notifications. Once you identify your weaknesses, you can start to set boundaries. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a stranger barge into your house uninvited, right? Well, your phone and computer are basically digital strangers constantly trying to get your attention. So, create those invisible walls. Designate tech-free zones in your home, like the bedroom or the dinner table. Second, schedule your tech time. Instead of letting technology rule your day, make a conscious decision about when and how you'll use it. Treat it like any other appointment. Block out specific times for checking emails, scrolling through social media, or playing games. And remember, it's okay to say no to that extra hour on your phone. There are so many other amazing things you could be doing with your time. Third, embrace the power of boredom. Remember those days when we didn't have smartphones and had to entertain ourselves? Those were golden times. Boredom is actually a fantastic catalyst for creativity and self-reflection. So next time you feel the urge to reach for your phone, take a few deep breaths and see what happens. You might be surprised by the amazing things that come to mind. Fourth, connect with real people. Nothing beats face-to-face interactions. Make an effort to spend quality time with loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, and build those strong human connections. Remember, technology can enhance our lives, but it shouldn't replace real relationships. And finally, be kind to yourself. This isn't a race, and there will be days when you slip up. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, progress is always better than perfection. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's got that perfectly curated life on Instagram, travel photos, fancy dinners, amazing outfits. But behind the scenes, she's constantly glued to her phone, comparing herself to others, and feeling inadequate. Every notification sends her spiraling into a spiral of self-doubt. Then, one day, Sarah decides to take a break. She leaves her phone at home for a weekend hike with some friends. At first, it feels strange, but then something amazing happens. She starts to notice the beauty around her, the rustling leaves, the birds singing, the warmth of the sun on her skin. She has real conversations with her friends, laughing and sharing stories without any digital distractions. She realizes that true happiness doesn't come from likes or followers, it comes from connecting with the world around her and the people she loves. See? We all have those moments where we get sucked into the tech vortex, but taking a step back can be incredibly liberating. It's about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances our lives without controlling them. So, my beautiful friends, take these key takeaways to heart. Become aware of your tech triggers, schedule your screen time, embrace boredom, connect with real people, and be kind to yourself. Remember, you're in control. Don't let technology rule your life, reclaim your time, energy, and focus. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these tips. Let's spread the message of healthy tech habits together. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are radiant, you are confident, and you are worthy of love and happiness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.